With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney.
And I'm Nikki Ouellette. As of 7 p.m. Tuesday, Montana is reporting just shy of 200 known cases of the COVID-19 illness caused by the novel coronavirus. 15 people are hospitalized, and Governor Steve Bullock announced a fifth death due to the disease yesterday. He also said 32 people have recovered.
Bullock is requiring anyone coming into the state to self-quarantine for 14 days in an effort to prevent further spread of the illness. And he's authorized the Montana National Guard to do some screening measures for people coming into the state by air or rail.
So an airplane will unload. They will temperature check everyone coming off of that airplane, give them some information about the request for or the directive of a mandatory self-quarantine. To the extent that someone has a temperature, then that individual will be asked to then have an immediate consult with a doctor, and that'll be by telephone or by video. To the extent that they have a temperature, we'll also then provide that information after we make a request of where that they'll be sheltering for the next 2 weeks. We'll provide that information to local public health authorities to follow through.
That quarantine order is in effect through April 10th. And sidebar, during the 2009 swine flu epidemic, that's how I was greeted when my plane landed in Russia. Back in Montana, tourism and travel groups in popular destinations like the Flathead Valley are asking hotels and short-term rentals to stop accepting new bookings.
Even as a couple high-end Montana ranches are featured in national magazines as places to, quote, ride out the coronavirus quarantine in style, end quote.
Now, as April rent checks are coming due, Bullock is telling landlords they can't evict tenants who don't pay their rent.
Now, let me be clear. This directive, it's not a free pass on rent or on home debt. Tenants and homeowners still need to meet their obligations and should do so on time where they can. But so long as this virus forces Montanans to stay home to save lives, Montanans need a home to stay in.
While rent is still due and Bullock is encouraging people to pay if they're able, Bullock's directive says that during Montana's stay-at-home order, which lasts until April 10th, landlords can't evict tenants and also can't charge them late fees or penalties. The order also puts in place a temporary halt to residential foreclosures and shutoffs for utilities and internet services. Many utilities had already voluntarily ended shutoffs before Bullock's order.
And Corin, we're starting to learn more about what Montana's share of that $2 trillion relief package that Congress passed last week, what that'll look like here in Montana.
Big picture, $1.25 billion is coming into the state. That will go to many different kinds of programs like SNAP benefits and rural broadband grants for distance learning and telemedicine grants. There's also some money outlined for firefighting assistant grants and election security. And as we've talked about before, election officials in Montana are starting to think about running the June primary by all mail-in ballot. There's also $80 million in here from Montana that could be spent to help with Medicaid costs. There's also money for rental assistance and housing. This federal bill is funneling a massive amount of money into Montana, and for some context, it's equivalent to almost 30% of the money that was last budgeted for the state's general fund, and that's a two-year budget.
Whoa. So with all this money coming in, do lawmakers have to decide how to spend it right now?
No, all of this is getting dumped into the state's general fund, and the state, directed by the governor, has to spend it in very specific ways as outlined by the federal government. If this money isn't spent in those ways, the federal government is going to consider this state debt.
Montana had to call a special session in 2017 when state finances got into some rough times. Is it looking like that might happen again?
So there is a lot of economic uncertainty going on, and this was a question that came up yesterday in a call with Montana's legislative leaders. And the short answer is legislative leaders are saying it's really too early to have a conversation about a special session. Here's Senate President Republican Scott Sales.
I think it's a little premature to start talking about a special session. Certainly if the revenue doesn't come in, which potentially it won't, if you look at the economy shutting down in so many different ways, and the price of oil collapsing and the price of copper collapsing. And so there's a lot of moving parts. I certainly wouldn't think that we could rule it out, but I think it's probably premature to try to say at this point that we're going to have a special session, but it's certainly something we need to be attentive to.
And as we reported last week, state finances were looking good coming into this crisis, so there's a little bit of a financial cushion that the state's built up. But at the same time, the state's usual way of making money, taxes, will likely be hit as the economy sputters nationally, globally, in these uncertain times.
Are any sectors in particular kind of harder hit than others?
We'll learn more in the coming weeks and months, but legislative finance analysts told lawmakers that money coming into the state is expected to be lower from oil and gas sales and the hospitality industry.
One of the earmarks in that big federal relief package was $100 billion for hospitals. Do you know how soon that will be in hand?
Governor Bullock said on a press call yesterday that it might not arrive for months. And yesterday, as a bridge measure, he relaxed some parts of the Montana Facility Finance Authority Act. Bullock's directive now allows that authority to be used to finance COVID-19-related operating expenditures for healthcare facilities.
On that same press call, Bullock talked about a bit of leaked audio from a call on Monday between Western governors and President Donald Trump. Bullock told Trump on that call that he hasn't been able to buy enough test kits or personal protective equipment supplies, and that his orders have sometimes been preempted because the federal government stepped in. Bullock said, according to reporting by CBS News, that Montana is trying to shift supplies to isolate emerging hotspots like Gallatin County by doing contact tracing, but that, quote, we don't even have enough supplies to do the testing, end quote. That was on Monday that Bullock said that. Yesterday, he told reporters,
there has been no one turned away from tests because we don't have enough test kits.
Bullock said during that press conference Tuesday afternoon that there are 1,600 tests available in Montana, and until last week, the state could get 600 tests a day. For reference, Bullock says the state lab could run about 500 tests a day. So the governor says that if there was a hiccup in those supply chains, the state maybe couldn't get a shipment. He says an interruption of even a day could start creating a significant backlog. He also says there is competition between states for supplies and tests. Bullock has said locally he's concerned about testing and supplies getting into the state, but that worry seemed really turned up in the audio that was reportedly leaked earlier this week.
So last week, Corin, we said we're recording in our bedroom closets. Why are we doing that?
Right. We've gotten some questions about that. We've talked about social distancing, and my idea of social distancing isn't spending time in my closet. Now that I have to be away from the studio at MTPR, I hang out in the closet next to my shirts, and it creates as close to a studio as I can get.
Yep, protecting our hosts who have to be live on air. Thanks for the update, Corin.
Thank you, Nikki.